Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Welcome to the Sports Lounge. I am Michael Horn, along with the star of our show, a man we call Sultan. Sultan of safeties. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter. The all-pro defensive end played for the Giants, had just a breath of air with the New England Patriots, and of course the legendary career with the Los Angeles Rams. We're talking about the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thanks so very much. Great to be with you. I know I missed you guys last time on the show. I was out doing different things, but at the last moment I had to fulfill an engagement that was very important.
What was the engagement?
Well, I went out, you know, I read for shows and I read for movies.
You're an actor.
I'm an actor for hire. That's what I do. I've been doing it for a long time.
One of the great iconic actors of our time.
So Dick Wolf was putting together a 10-hour episode of the killing of the Menendez parents.
Oh, those Menendez
brothers. Menendez brothers killed
back.
Their parents.
Yes.
And they're in jail now for the last 20-some-odd years. And so they're doing not unlike the O.J., you know, series, you know. The opportunity came, and I had to take it, and it was a last-minute deal. I hate doing that.
So they call you at the last minute. Is that what happens?
Yeah, they did it the night before, and that means I've got to get the material, download it, and then get up in the material, and then try to get myself organized to go over there and do it, because it's a big schmooze, you know.
So it's a big deal. So anyway, so you went out, and when you read this thing, does somebody read it to you or something back and forth?
Well, they're scenes from a script.
Yeah.
And so the people off camera are reading it. You know, I come in.
I come out
and I say, hi, I'm Fred Dreyer. My agent is Gwen Pepper, and here I am. So I'm reading with you, and then we start the scene. We do our deal, and then she says, gee, that's really great. We really love you, and we really love that, and you were terrific. I said, thanks so very much, and I leave.
Yeah. So you have to kind of know the role going into it. You can't just read off the paper.
Well, the more you know,
better.
You know, you're at a disadvantage because you don't know the script, don't know the material, but you kind of get a sense of the character, and then they fill you in. They're very, very hospitable, and they understand that actors are goofy.
That's probably why I never got the job as a news reporter.
That's exactly the reason.
I just went there and started eating popcorn and said, see you later. All right, stay with us.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Ace is having our biggest Craftsman sale of the year, just in time for Father's Day. Now through Monday only, find over $600 in savings on our best Craftsman products throughout the store, including hand tools, power tools, tool chests, outdoor power equipment, and more. Hurry in now for the biggest Craftsman sale of the year, only at your local Ace. Sale ends Monday. Offers valid at participating stores and include instant savings for Ace Rewards members. See store for details.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Looking to break away this spring? Visit the sun-soaked bayside town of Tiburon, located just minutes from San Francisco. The Lodge at Tiburon is steps from the ferry docks and nestled among Tiburon's upscale boutiques, charming cafes, and unique galleries. Dine at the award-winning Tiburon Tavern, serving innovative dishes prepared with ingredients grown in our very own garden. Spring rates starting from $199 a night. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon and create long-lasting memories. For reservations, call 1-877-614-6068 or go to lodgeattiburon.com.
Welcome back. We're in the Sports Lounge. We being yours truly, Michael Horn, and the one and only Fred Dreyer, the acting and football legend, talking over the world of sports. And good to have you all with us here coast to coast. So drafts are coming up. There's a Major League Baseball draft. There's the basketball draft. So what happens with the team? Let's take a bad team like the Lakers. Do they improve themselves in this draft, Fred? What's going to be happening? What do you think?
Well, this is one of the drafts. I thought they improved themselves the last couple of drafts. Here's what's interesting. They drafted D'Angelo Russell out of Ohio State a couple of years ago, going on 3 years ago this coming season. But they drafted him and expected him to be the point guard of the future. Well, he's not. He's in college, he dribbles down and, he'll pass the ball around. But he isn't an NBA point guard. And he doesn't have the generalship to run the floor and demand people respond to him. You see what Magic Johnson did and what this Lonzo Ball out of UCLA do very well, what Magic did very well. But what Lonzo Ball does is that he forces the other four players on the court, his teammates, to play catch-up with him. He demands, when he gets the ball and starts running down the court on a fast break, he expects to have people on the wing. He expects to have people to throw the ball to.
Gotcha.
He expects to be able to make a pass that will get us that will get you to the wing, that, or will get you to the hoop, depending on what the defense does. And so you've got someone like that who pushes the other team back on defense. It creates an awful lot of problems for people. And you can see at times this last year that the Lakers had moments where they did that with D'Angelo Russell, and they did it with Jordan, this year they've got Alonzo. They need someone, and I think Magic Johnson. You saw what Magic Johnson did, how he passed, how he just broke down the opposing defenses.
Right.
What you're hoping that is that the Lakers can get Alonzo Ball. And they can get they can make the other players they drafted a couple of years ago much better and much more secure that they don't have to run the team. D'Angelo Russell does not want to have the responsibility of running a team. So he'll be an off guard. He'll to score points and stuff, but he doesn't want to run and be the general and pass the ball and dictate to people where to go, and he doesn't want to do that. He's not safe. He's not safe and secure doing that.
So it takes a special kind of person. It's where their head's at if they have that leadership capability.
Yeah, and Lonzo does it. He does, and he's probably the best in the draft at doing that. Is he the best defender? No. Is he the best shooter? Maybe not. But he's got a real good three-point shot, which you have to have. And so I think that's the difference. What the Lakers really like is
he's
not only got a three-point, but he runs the floor very well. He's got great vision, and he's a great passer.
So let me ask you a question. You got a team like Golden State, really a big turnaround. They've a championship caliber, and you've got Jerry West orchestrates that whole thing. Do you think the Lakers? I've heard rumors that they're trying to get Jerry West back.
Well, they're not going to.
You don't think so?
No, not unless somewhere down the road that Magic Johnson says this is where Jerry would fit in great with us. But Magic and Pelinka are doing what Jerry would do.
I gotcha.
And so what is Jerry going to do when he comes here? That's the question. And will he be made to feel as though he's worth it or just an appendage because he's Jerry West?
Here's what I feel about Jerry West. He's an old guy, but he gets it. He's able. He stayed current. He sees how the game has changed, and he's able to put teams together based on the old style and, more importantly, the modern player style.
Yeah, you're right. He has he's got a very keen insight. Always has, because he understood the floor. He understood how to run the floor. He understood passing. His vision, and I always say that, whether it's running backs in the National Football League, quarterbacks, or any athlete in direct competition, is how do they see their environment, and do the other players recognize that in them and acquiesce to it and want to fit in with it? So Magic Johnson's going to probably get Lonzo Ball, and they're gonna run the floor, and they're going to help define the already talent that the Lakers have, and they've got a lot of talent on the team. But Jerry West, he knows talent, brother, and he understands
yes.
the game very well.
And he knows how to build the teams with the talent so he can put the right guys with the other. Because, like you said, nobody wanted to be with Kobe in his final years because, or rather with Magic or Kobe in his last years because, you know, he just was taking over the team and they didn't have a chance to really express themselves, right?
Well, there wasn't anybody like Lonzo Ball to play with Kobe.
Gotcha.
Kobe isn't that guy. Kobe's a shooting guard.
Yeah.
And so Kobe wanted someone to put demands on him. They would get the ball, and they'd run down the center court, and Kobe had
he
to catch
that.
Up.
Yes.
Kobe went right to his spot. Kobe was open. Kobe actually didn't respect the talent pool that was on the Lakers. It was all about him, and when he got hurt, the team was rudderless.
Right. Okay. Gotcha. That's what I wanted to find out. All right. So we got that situation there. That's going to be taking it with the Lakers, and this draft is going to be a big deal. Now the Major League Baseball draft. How does that one work out?
Major League Baseball.
Yeah. Here's the deal. You look at the Dodgers, and you got Ned Colletti, who's was the general manager of the Dodgers. He's in the broadcast booth, the TV booth for him now.
Does a good job,
but
by the way.
He does do a great job in there. But he's the guy that signed Corey Sager. He's the guy that signed Cody Bellinger, the CNC on the team. He went out and got these guys, and so now the fruits of his labor. I mean, these drafts are just as important, I think, in baseball as they are in basketball. To get the right players, that's going to put your team together.
Yes, that's true. But I was talking with a friend of mine and mentioning this to Dave Vassay, Dodger extraordinaire. This last week, we got a real good look at what the Dodgers gave up on, and it was Scott Schebler.
Really?
Scott Schebler was with the Dodgers and was playing very well this last summer,
right?
This last February in camp. And he was one of the guys that was really a bright spot.
Yep.
And for some reason, they traded him to Cincinnati.
Yeah, he's doing well.
20 freaking home runs.
He's doing well with Cincinnati.
But he plays real well. He doesn't. He's a mature player. He's not a young player. You know. And I mean, in terms of experience and he's not intimidated by the sport. But nobody on the Dodgers really now starts saying, "Hey, we really screwed up there, didn't we?"
Yeah, and because they did.
They let him get away, and you've got guys like Scott Van Slyke, and you got Thompson, and all these guys down there. That Schilber was much better than those guys. Much better than.
And he was new. He was young. He's got.
Yeah, I mean, there was no drop off. He was young. He came in to an opening. They said, "You're going to play right field for us here in Cincinnati," and the rest is history.
Yeah, well, that's the way the old ball bounces in baseball, I guess. But you got to be careful about that. You got one administration there when you had Ned Colletti signing these guys. You got somebody new coming in, and maybe they thought
Farhan Zaidi and Friedman now.
And they might have not thought that he would fit in with what they wanted to play. And look what he's doing to Cincinnati.
Yeah, and they have this new philosophy of how to play baseball.
Yeah, well, everybody does now. It's all based on computers. We'll be back. The computer says we will be back. Stay with us. Michael Horn and Fred Dreyer for BlueApron.com. They ship great food right to your door at affordable prices. Fred Dreyer, you love it, don't you?
Beef teriyaki, baked spinach, three cheese and baby broccoli stromboli with tomato and oregano dipped sauce. How about this one? Crispy salmon and roasted potatoes. I've never heard of roasted potato salad. I've heard of regular potato salad, but not roasted.
Well, here's the deal. You can check out this week's menu. You get your first three meals free with free shipping. All you got to do is go to blueapron.com/dryer, D-R-Y-E-R. So remember, blueapron.com/dryer, your first three meals absolutely free with free shipping, Fred.
Well, look, it's a deal at half the price, as they say.
It's good. If it's affordable, variety, flexible, easy, guaranteed, go to blueapron.com, blueapron.com/dryer, D-R-Y-E-R. Get your first three meals absolutely free.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
We're back in the Sports Lounge. We being yours truly, Michael Horn, then the Sultan of Safeties. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter, the All-Pro defensive end. As I said that right, two safeties in the same game in the same quarter. That's Fred Dreyer, the All-Pro defensive end, the acting legend. Might be coming up with some things later on. We'll be talking about that, too. So let's talk a little bit since we're talking about baseball. I'm watching here recently a Reds series, and the Reds, I think, in this particular series got swept by the Dodgers three games straight. And so I'm looking at this thing, and I'm saying this Cincinnati Red team at the time, they were like three games out of first place in the National League Central Division, and they got a pretty darn good team. I think they got maybe one of the best fielding teams in baseball. They're hitting really well. So I'm thinking there's some suspect maybe on the starting pitching, but it looks like they got in the halfway decent bullpen. I'm thinking the manager there, I hate to cast aspersions here, but this Brian Price making some, not making the right moves, I think. And there was a young kid that they signed for 7 years out of Cuba, and he's on the mound, and he comes into the game, in this particular game I was watching, and there's like the first guy up gets a walk, and then they bring in the reliever, and he walks another guy, and then he walks another guy, and so now the bases are loaded, and then he even walks in a run, and they still leave this poor 20-year-old kid out there. I say, not only does the kid blow up and give Corey Sager a nice fat one over the plate for a grand slam home run, and the Dodgers turn around and win the game, but now this is weighing on this young kid's head, and I think you need a pitching coach and a manager that says, hey, maybe we're got to assault this kid a little bit here and make sure that his mind is okay. What are your thoughts on that? You played football when you're a young guy. I mean, you want to do your best, and you're young, and you have youth, and you don't have the experience. You have to kind of nurture those guys as they come up, don't you?
It's very difficult to know the political structure of each team and to why they make the decisions they make. Here's a game that they, I believe, had to have. You can't come to L.A. and get swept. You can't lead 7-3 and give up six runs in the eighth and get beat 9-7. You've got to do everything you can to head off what could be a disaster. And talk to different people about all this. They say, well, when do you change pitchers?
After he walks two in a row.
Well, we don't want to burn our pitching staff. We got to go down to San Diego. We got to take a bus ride and go down to San Diego and play a three-game series down there. We got to have our relief pitchers rested. That's BS. You just got to play them, you know. And if it was Walter Alston, the starting pitcher would pitch 17 innings.
Back in the day,
yeah,
that's true.
And they would do it, and they would get through it. But to answer your question, yeah, I always look at that type of stuff. How do they use their pitchers? Tommy Lasorda would use five pitchers in that inning if he had to.
If he had to.
He'd say, you got one, you got to get this guy out, otherwise I'm getting rid of you. And they go, Skip, you got to leave me in. You know, it's a Doug Rouse syndrome, you know. I can get the guy out. No, you can't. Get off the mound. And that's what it is. I want to bring the other guy in. And you mix and match to get your team through the hurdle of an impending disaster. You know, that game with the Reds, losing that game and giving
that's
up
tough.
Six runs in
they're
the bottom of the
out.
Eighth.
They could be making a run at first place in the National League Central, and then they're going to be thinking about this game for a long time to come.
But everybody was sitting on the bench, and the manager, they say, you know, he's a pretty good manager.
Brian Price.
Yeah, I don't know about that. But he just sat with his arms folded and watched the game completely get out of hand, and they lost the game. And this guy, you don't wait and pitch to Corey Seager with, you know, one out and the bases loaded. You know, you're down two runs.
I think Brian Price was a catcher, and he was a pitching coach for the Seattle Mariners. So you would think, as a pitching coach, he would know how to handle this. And so I was thinking, you know, over the years, I've been a Dodger fan, and I got to tell you, I think when you look at coaching staffs, man for man, especially in the pitching category, the Dodgers have been outstanding. I think they have the best pitching coach in Rich Honeycutt in all of baseball. They had Ron Perenoski. They had Roger Craig was a pitching coach. All these guys, you know, Craig went on to be a manager. They've always had outstanding pitching coaching and guys that have been taking a player, a pitcher that doesn't know what he's doing and turns around into a winner. Looks what the Honeycutt has done to Alex Wood. Turn
well,
this kid around.
Well, pitching has always, since the Dodgers were in Brooklyn, was the spine of the team, was the spine of the organization. And they always forerunners to what is a good pitcher, how you scout pitchers, put all your time and your energy and your money and scouting into pitching. So it's amazing how the organization over the decades has maintained that standard. But when you go and take a look at today, what people are doing in terms of managing, how they're managing their staffs, take a look at what Colorado's doing. Look at Bud Black.
Can we talk about that straight ahead?
Yeah.
I want to analyze
that because
you
what
said
he's
some
doing.
Things to me over the weekend, and I want to talk about what Bud Black has been able to do that no one else has been able to do.
Right.
This is pretty good. All right, you're in the Sports Lounge. That's Fred Dreyer. Follow him on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. And don't forget to email him, Fred Dreyer, F-R-E-D-D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk.com. Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn with the one and only Fred Dreyer. We were talking about pitching coaches. During the break, Fred Dreyer's rocking back and forth. They said, you look like Leo Mazzoni at the Atlanta Braves when he used to sit there and rock back and forth like he had gas or something.
He's on that bass boat now off of Lake Pontchartrain somewhere in the south. That's where Leo is right now.
All right, so we're talking a little bit about a team like the Reds, Cincinnati Reds, who on paper and in the game, their fielding is, I think, it's one of the five best, if not the best, in baseball. They got good hitting. They got some power. Their pitching, starting pitching, may be off a little bit. It looks like their bullpen might be okay. And it gets down to management. Is that pulling the right shots for this thing and making this work? And so now we go and take a look at the Colorado Rockies, who seem to play well, then they don't play well. And they're playing in this park in Colorado. It's a light atmosphere. The balls drill out of there. How the heck do you keep a pitching staff in there? And you think Bud Black has found the secret.
Everybody that plays Major League Baseball either playing the Rockies at some point in time, or you're going to have that experience of playing up there in that altitude, thin air. The balls fly out like crazy. I mean, you can land a DC-3 in center field. The place is huge.
It's big.
No, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And so Bud Black got there, took the job. You know what was the manager's name for the Pittsburgh Pirates that took the job with the Colorado Rockies, and after 1 year quit because he says I can't manage here. He couldn't manage pitching staff
because it was tough, right?
Because he didn't know when to make the changes. He didn't know how to make them because all the pitchers, everything flattened out. There's no depth to any of their breaking balls.
So Bud Black, he's a manager, but he was a pitching coach before that.
Jim
Leland. You're right, Jimmy Leland.
He quit because he couldn't. He says I don't know how to manage up here. So Bud Black came in, and every other manager since then had the same complaint.
Problem, yeah, they had it.
So Bud Black took all the pitchers out to the pitching mound one day, and he just said, let me tell you something. You're at 5,300 feet, 5,600 feet, whatever we are up here, a mile above sea level.
Yeah, Mile High City.
Mile High. And this is where you're pitching. Stop complaining about it and bear down and get command of your pitches. Well, I mean, he's a pitching coach. He was an ex-pitcher. He was with the Angels. He was San Diego State boy, by the way.
He was?
Yeah.
And he was with the Angels with Mike Socha.
That's right. And they did a great job. And he
you're from San Diego State, we should mention.
He was in San Diego as a manager. His bench coach was Dave Roberts.
Oh, I thought it was Zambezi, Ernie Zambezi.
Oh, yeah. John Madden.
John Madden?
Yeah. So,
Joe Gibbs, though.
So the both of them interviewed for the Dodger job.
So you're telling me, Bud Black and Dave Roberts, both from San Diego State, huh?
No, Bud Black was, but bench coach in San Diego, was Dave Roberts.
Yeah.
So both of those people were considered the two finalists for the Dodger job.
Right.
So they came up and they interviewed, and I thought Bud Black would be the guy because of his pitching regimen and the fact that Mike Socha was a catcher, and the two of them worked together with the Angels and managed beautifully, managed the game beautifully, they managed the pitchers correctly, and they had a real good insight. That whole sport is based on the guy pitching and the guy catching.
It's true.
You know, and then you've got people on the corners for defense and up the middle for defense. And so you have a simple philosophy. I thought that they would select Bud Black. I mean, Dave Roberts certainly turns out to be a budding coach, and he's doing well. But I favor the manager that really understands the dynamic of pitching, how to use the bullpen, what the catcher should do. I mentioned to a couple of people the other day. One of them was David Vasse. I said, you know, I'm watching the Dodgers, you know, throughout the season, and I say, why doesn't Grandal go out to the mound more often?
They're trying to move the game along.
I mean, to settle a guy down,
well, I gotcha.
Or to go
yeah.
out and the guy clearly isn't hitting his spots. Hershiser, which is great, he's telling us here's the mistakes that pitchers are making, but the catcher still squats behind home plate. He should be going out there. And I mentioned, you know, Yadier Molina, St. Louis
catcher. Yeah.
He's out on the mound
all the time,
15 times a game.
Yeah,
and he's doing that to settle people down. He's doing it to talk to the guy to reassure him and get the game under control. Remember, Mike Matheny is a catcher. He had to quit because of concussions, but he was a catcher. So
that's why the Cardinals are in fifth place, by the way.
Well, that's how they see the game. Well, that's how they see the sport.
Yeah, it's smart to go out there. You're right. So tell me, what did Black do that no one else could do up in Colorado? Just put him out on the mound?
Well, he explained to them, hey, look, I'm a pitcher. He says, if you don't think you can pitch a curveball here, you better get with it. He relieved pressure of having to come up with an excuse if you get hit, if you don't play well. He told the staff, the bullpen, he says, look, we've got to compete with the Dodgers and the Giants, in our division here.
Right.
You know, those guys are pitching savvy and they can hit home runs. So in order for us to win this division, we got to go through them. But we have to pitch well at home. We'll pitch well on the road, but we got to pitch well here. We can't be outpitched at home.
Exactly.
And that's one of the things that he did.
And so that's good. That's the thinking about when you talk about today's modern baseball game and you're seeing guys that are playing computer percentages or whatever, and this is how it looks on the field. Here's a guy that looked and said, hey, we've got to get a team together.
That's leadership.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them, so you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip, or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780. Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. All for details. License terms and conditions available at secureathome.com.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime is a good time.
Good time
for the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym,
or a crowded elevator ride,
or golf,
or working with farm animals,
or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting?
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable. It smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's
hard.
I think it's quite masculine. My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam for my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
The Sports Lounge. The show is the lounge. We talk sports. We being yours truly, Michael Horn, the star of our show, the Sultan of Safeties, one and only Fred Dreyer. He comes in every day before the show and eats salmon in my office and broccoli and all sorts of good food for you. He's a very good guy. You stay in great shape. You're looking really good for being 88 years of age. And I have to tell you, even at your advanced age, something great happened here this last week. I don't know if we can talk about this or not, but are you going to be participating in the Battle of the Network Stars?
I already did that.
So this is going to be coming up on TV. We're going to see you. They're bringing back this monumental, excellent series, Battle of the Network Stars.
It was very popular for a while.
It was. And they had the networks playing. They had CBS, NBC, ABC, Fox. Do they have networks again? Are there network teams?
Yeah.
So what team did you play for?
Well, this was ABC produces it.
Okay, so ABC is doing the Battle of the Network Stars.
It was actually kind of like a spinoff of Wide World of Sports.
It was.
Many, many decades ago.
And Howard Cosell, as the storyline gets underway.
I used to go out there when they were doing it, and I would see Howard out there. I'd go out and see him because I knew him from New York.
When you were on the New York Giants, you lived very near
Howard. Right around the corner from
Howard Cosell.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun, Howard.
Did his cigar smoking bother you in any sense?
No, I loved it. He was smoking those Dunhills.
Dunhills?
Yeah.
He used to be out there, and you knew Howard. And so, what was your role? How is the format? Is it the same or different?
Well, they have team captains,
which they did.
The red team was Ronda Rousey.
Oh, okay, right. Ronda Rousey.
She was there, and she had Lou Ferrigno and Kevin Sorbo
Hercules
girls on that
and
side.
The Hulk.
Yeah, and then on our side,
who'd you have?
We had
Tyke.
Gosh,
obviously
it was me.
Obviously. You knew all these people. Who was your? Do you know who your coach was on your team? Did you have a coach?
DeMarcus Ware, defensive end. He retired just recently. Okay, very nice guy.
So you were? Were you the blue team?
We were the blue team, and I had six or so events.
So it's color oriented this year. It's not network oriented. It's not like NBC against ABC or anything. It's
just, right? Yeah. They select an all-star cross-section, and the theme was TV Cops, which was my team.
Okay.
Versus sci-fi.
Ugh. While I love sci-fi
fantasy,
which
was Lou Ferrigno and all that
Hercules.
Other crap.
And while I love sci-fi fantasy, if you don't have Bill Shatner on the team, they're going to lose. And so I'm sure Bill Shatner was not there. Am I right?
Bill was not there.
Okay, so you're a winner. I can predict already that the TV Cops, you with your smoking gun from Hunter, and you're going to come in there. I don't want to spoil it, but
I don't want to say. I know what happened, but I'm not going to.
You can't tell us.
I can't. No, I don't want to tell you. Yeah. But I did. I can tell you one thing.
What's that?
Yeah, I was in. How many events was I in? I was supposed to be in four or five. I was only in three.
You're in three? Can you tell us what the events were?
I was in the kayaking.
Oh, my gosh. Kayaking. That's dangerous. You could flip that thing over and be upside down.
Of course.
How many of you were in the kayak?
There was like seven of us.
Wow. And we.
And it was one person. It was one person.
Okay, because I thought if it's older guys and there's seven, I mean, somebody yells stroke, they might bring medics out to the kayak.
That's right. That's another show, the medic show. The doctor's show, that's a different show.
Okay, so you were in your own, you could have tipped over.
Yes, of course.
Did you have a flotation device for protection in case you went?
No, it was a pool, big Olympic pool there. We shot it at Pepperdine University.
Oh, okay, so you were in the kayaking there. And so, all right, so you did that. What else? Yeah. What other event were you at?
Oh, I was in the... I was in the baseball pitch dunk.
Oh, now no one knows the secret, but our listeners do, and that is, besides being the all-pro defensive end, you started out as a pitcher with pretty mean fastball. I bet no one knew that on the team, did they?
No, they didn't.
Oh, look at you smiling. I can't wait to see what happens. And you know, this was a dunk contest? You had to hit your spots?
Yeah, so you put a person in red.
Yeah.
You know, one of the sci-fi fantasy people.
Yeah.
You put one of the girls up there. She says, I'm going to go up there, Fred Ryan. You're not going to be able to dunk me in the water. I said, just get up there. So she gets up there, sits down there, and she says, come on, try to dunk me. I bet you can't do it. First pitch, bam, right in the water.
Oh, wow. Okay, good. Okay, that's good. Was it a slider? What did you think?
I just threw a direct fastball.
It's a fastball straight in. Some heat.
Bingo.
On. In the, what did she say after that?
She was gurgling for about 10, 15 minutes. I said, would you like me to throw you kind of like a life preserver or a lifesaver? Oh, wow. I have some in my bag. I have a life preserver.
So you're the dunk tank. What else?
Yeah, I don't want to say too much because it's not fair. But it was a lot of fun. We got to, I got to hook up with, Lou Ferrigno. I've known him for a long time. And there was great people. Adrian Zmed. Remember Adrian Zmed?
Oh, yeah. What was he in? I can't remember the series. But there was a lot of
people. He was in Bill Shatner's. I think he was in the police show. What was the name of it?
Oh, yeah. Not Boston
gosh,
Legal, but the
No. They were in uniform.
Yeah. I know who you're talking about. Yeah. The
but
cop
anyway,
show.
But it was a good show. And so he's in Europe now and doing plays in London.
Oh, he is?
Yeah. But you get to catch up on everybody, see what everybody's doing. And it's a lot of fun. And you're out there for a day. And you know what's fun about this is that like the kayak thing. I didn't do that well in the kayak thing.
You
but you if you were to give me an hour with the kayak,
yeah,
these are the types of exercises that if you have a little bit of practice with timing, your performance really improves.
I bet you though, T.J. Hooker would have beat you.
He might have.
That's who we were looking for, wasn't it? T.J. Hooker, Bill Shatner's cop show.
We're looking for Bill out there.
Yeah, that's Adrian Zmed in that show. All right, this is going to be good. Do we know when it's going to air?
No, I don't. I think it starts the 26th of June, the series. It's like eight or nine, 10 weeks.
Are you going to be back again on it, do you think?
No, I don't think so.
The great Fred Dreyer. I'm loving this. Battle of the Network Stars. Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. It's our email segment. I'm Michael Horn, along with the star of our show, Fred Dreyer. And Fred Natalie has written, she said, Fred Dreyer, you are simply handsome. What a good team you have with your co-host. Oh, thank you very much, Natalie.
Get her number.
Yeah, Natalie, thank you. That's very nice.
Thank you very much. We appreciate your friendship and your taking the time to contact us.
JoJo says, Sergeant Rick Hunter, a maverick. I'm a maverick. A maverick cop who plays by his own rules. He hates the pimps, the pushers that prowls the city of Los Angeles, and he never fires a warning shot. He has a partner named Didi McCall, who also likes to live on the edge. This person watches your show.
Firing warning shots is illegal, by the way.
That is true?
Yep.
No warning shots. Okay.
No warning shots.
Martina says, hi, Fred Dreyer. I love you as Hunter. It reminds me of Dirty Harry Hunter. And, Hunter is my favorite show from day one when I was growing up.
Well, we have so many fans expressed to me that very sentiment. We sure thank you.
Adam says, love listening to you talk football. How about that?
Well, that's what we do here. We talk about all kinds of different things. Sports, football's one of them.
Miss Valdez says, you're so handsome and sexy, Fred Dreyer, as Hunter. There's some great photos of you as Hunter. You look pretty good in that. And Becky says, Mr. Dreyer, honey, you are still looking good. What happened this week? Everybody's like coming on to you here.
Yeah, I think what happens when you take a week off, it gets makes the heart grow fonder.
Now, someone wrote to us that they were wondering if they would bring the show Hunter back. Do you think they might? Has been some talk about that?
No, there hasn't. They won't. They've done that. We've done that. We've done like five or six Hunter. You know, we've done three Hunter movies and then five or six extra episodes.
Email Fred, freddreyer@crntalk.com. We'll read him on the air, freddreyer@crntalk.com. The Sultan of Safeties, and now one of the stars of Battle of the Network Stars. It's pretty darn good, Fred. I'm going to be looking for that. That's going to be very, very good.
Yeah, people like those things. That's one of the reasons they brought them back, and it's a natural tie-in for advertisers and the networks, and ABC does a good job producing it, and...
It's good. There's a lot of crowd out there at the watching the thing. They have some crowd.
They didn't invite a
studio audience.
Okay. Out. They didn't invite.
That's good. All right. So now D'Angelo Williams, he hasn't retired yet officially from the NFL, and so he might return for the 2017 season. But he's focused on making his professional wrestling debut. Did you know about this? He's been on an episode of Impact Wrestling. He was back in April alongside former Cleveland Browns tight end Gary Barnridge. And he was signed to compete in a tag team match. So he was in the by Impact Wrestling, formerly known as TNA Wrestling. So what do you think? This is wrestling now with football players.
And you want me to...
Yeah, that's what I asked. I asked the question. I want your opinion.
What do you want me to talk
just
about?
Just on wrestling. I figured, you know...
It makes no difference.
It makes no difference to you.
No, I mean...
Have you ever sat in front of the TV and watched, a WWE wrestling match or anything? You know, back in the day when you and I were young kids, did you ever watch the Bruiser go up against the Destroyer?
Oh, I used to watch Cowboy Dick Lane at the Olympic Auditorium in the mid-60s.
Yeah.
61, 62, early 60s. We'd watch him. We went there. They had high school night, and we went out there at Lawndale High School, put our Letterman jackets on, and it was one of the interesting things. In that venue, the Olympic Auditorium, right off Olympic Boulevard in the Santa Monica Freeway, right near USC, you learned a terrible lesson.
What was that?
When you came down, you bought your ticket and you went down to the ground floor, you had to be careful not to get too close to the ring.
Because
the people above you would urinate in their beer urine down. Yes, they would. So you had to sit underneath
the drip line.
Underneath the stands. Underneath the overhang. You couldn't sit down that way.
How many Letterman jackets were ruined?
Oh, man.
That's a tough thing. And was that the same place where they had roller derby as well with Dick Lane, Wolf,
Nelly? Yeah, they had the whole thing.
He used to go, whoa,
and
Nelly.
They had locker room laments with Mr. Tojo and Freddie Blassie. Mm-hmm. I met Freddie Blassie in
Fuji?
Hawaii. Yes, Mr. Fuji, the camera guy. And... and the water guy. I loved his water. But I went to the play in the Hula Bowl as a senior.
In high school?
Yeah, in college. I ran into Freddie Blassie. He was watching his grandson surf right off the Moana Surf Rider.
Right.
And so I walked up to him. I said, "Mr. Blassie." He goes, yeah, what do you want? And I said, "What's?" He goes, "Look, I'm paying attention to my grandson here." Yeah. He said, "What can we want an autograph?" I said, "No, I just wanted to ask you a couple of questions about Dick Lane and the wrestling." He goes, "Oh, these are gentlemen." He was the greatest guy. We sat
the
there and
classy
talked
Freddie Blassie.
While he was watching his grandson surf.
That's
and
great.
We had a great time. I said, "Look, I don't want to bother you. We're here playing football. Oh, you're a football guy, huh? Yeah. I see all these guys around here. Yeah. Well, good luck over there. Don't break your neck. You know, you can get hurt out here, you know." And so it was one of those things.
Was he the guy who used to call people a pencil neck
geek? Yeah. He was so good. Had blonde, shocking blonde, white hair.
Yeah.
He'd come out and he'd tell Dick Lane, "Hey, listen here, you pencil neck geek. I'll dump you up inside down here. I'll meet you out in the garage. You know what I mean? Want to meet me in the garage?"
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge, our final segment here on the show. I'm Michael Horn, along with the one and only Fred Dreyer. So what do you got planned this week? Got some other stuff coming up that we need to know about or anything? More readings?
Well, I have probably a reading maybe this week toward the end. I also have a meeting with my writing partner, Bob Engels, and we're tuning up our final approach to getting our family faith-based movie.
So this is going to be a movie
final shooting script form.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you write a, I'm sure you probably did. Did you write a role for me possibly?
Yeah, we can put you in. There's an excellent role in
there.
Thank
you, Fred. What would the...
Yeah. There's a shot where I drive by the freeway off ramp and there's a guy hitchhiking. That could be you.
That's good. That's very good. I'll be good. I'll be prepared
just
for that.
Just don't stand too close to the road.
I won't stand close to the road. Now, listen, the Dodgers and most teams have an old-timers game and we got to see Tommy Lasorda was out there at that old-timers game.
Yeah, we sure did.
And Earl Hershiser was out there and everything. Do you like old-timer games?
No. I think they're embarrassing and I think that there should be an age limit on them. I always remember as a kid going to the Angel games in the early 60s when I was in high school, and Jimmy Reese.
Oh, he was old then.
Babe Ruth's roommate.
Yeah, Jimmy Reese.
He was like, in 1962, he was like 88.
old, but he was
yes,
old.
Yes, he was.
Was he really?
Oh, okay. Yes, he was. Okay. He was out there at first base till he was in his 90s.
Wow.
And, but he, God bless him. And I always thought that, I said, when I first saw him, I said, what?
Who's that?
You know, God bless him, but yeah. Why is he? He shouldn't be in uniform.
It's, if you don't stay with it and stay in shape, it's kind of tough.
But it's just too much.
You know? You don't like the old-timer games?
I don't like them for a number of reasons. And, they're a little – they push them, especially nowadays with the social media and everything.
Well, we want to tell everybody they can go ahead and talk to you on Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. Fred Dreyer, Fred underscore Dreyer on Twitter, and Fred Dreyer at CRNTalk.com.
Yeah, there you go.
So, final thoughts from you?
Well, the final thoughts are it's good to be back, and it's going to be a wonderful summer. I'm looking forward to baseball, and I'm looking forward to basketball and football starting up, and I'll share all of that with you great folks out there.
Can't get enough of your team? SB Nation's 300-team regional and sports-centric communities are built just for you. Join your fellow fans at SBNation.com for all the best sports news. SBNation.com, your team, your community.